public schools are finalizing plans for the 2020-2021 academic year, even though the school board put off a decision on the blueprint provided by school superintendent Christina Kishimoto. We reached out to Kuala Lapu'u, a Molokai charter school, about its approach to learning and staying safe this fall. Here's Principal Lydia Trinidad.
My approach is basically, I want to see where our parents were at in terms of the potential return to school. How safe were they? How comfortable? How anxious they are to return? So based on that survey, we have about probably 80, 90 students wanting to have, or at least their parents wanting their children to have a full face-to-face. We're still trying to get about 100 more responses from parents. So we sent the survey out about 3 or 4 times. Also surveyed our teachers where they were at and see how flexible that they were willing to go. So we did say, are you interested in teaching all 3 models, teaching 1 model, or teaching only 2 models? And they gave us survey information on that. So I think what we came out of this is our families have a full range of options, which we wanted to meet, and we have faculty that are flexible enough to do all 3 models. And so right now we're at the stage of trying to say how many full-day teachers I need, how many hybrid teachers we need, and how many virtual teachers we need to set aside. So that's our basic approach. So we're not choosing a model. Our model is we're trying to do all 3. Seems very ambitious. I call it Sudoku. But I think we can actually offer the majority of families what they have signed up for. And, of course, we're going to be looking at some of our vulnerable populations and seeing that maybe they really need to be full day and save some spots for some of our high-risk students on the full model.
So the majority of people who have returned the survey would prefer to be face-to-face?
Or hybrid.
And your teachers then are flexible. You know, I mean, I worry about if they have children, too, and how they're going to make that work.
Well, we offer the full-day option so that when we, even before summer went out, we tried to ask our own staff, you know, what are you looking at? What are you most concerned about? And definitely our own staff said, you know, what am I going to do with my child? And we said, okay, it's very important that we offer something to our own staff first. And if we're going to do full day, we let them have the first choice of the full day. Because I need to have the teachers here or ready to work and not worry about their own families. So that was one of the first initial pieces of information I got from our staff, at least definitely the teachers. So really trying to be ambitious and offer all 3 opportunities, I think, is where we're at. And I don't want to force families who are not ready to come back to have a full day. But, yeah, I think we can do it. But it will take some kind of definitely help from everyone in being flexible.
Well, it sounds like you've got a wonderful community there that's willing to work together. They're trying to be understanding of everybody's needs under this very difficult time.
Yeah, we're trying. Some of the things we're still trying to work out are our bus transportation, if we can have a flexible bus transportation system going, and trying to see if we can still feed our children breakfasts and lunch, even if they're not on campus, and still do a grab-and-go, or if we can do a delivery system with our school food service. So those are some of the details that we have not completed or have any type of conclusion yet. We can only try and push.
Now, I'm just curious, because I went to a school here in Kalihi, and they had just switched over from plastic utensils to metal utensils.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you do it at your school?
We're still on plastics. We want to move into the reusable type of utensils, but we'll have to redesign our kitchen, basically.
You need a dishwasher.
Need a dishwasher. We've been in plastic for the last 20 years, and I think everybody's really conscious of not using plastic, but this is where we're at. And it's unfortunate because with COVID, everybody's using plastic now, even more so. But it's in our plan to try and move to reusable utensils and plates. Kind of go back the old way when we had the trays.
Old school,
but it's,
yes.
Yeah, but it's total redesign of our kitchen. So it's not just changing it out. It's getting the right equipment, which is several thousand dollars, and looking at a kitchen designer.
So based on then the guidance that you're getting from the school superintendent and the feedback from your parents and your teachers, you think you've got a plan at this point as you move to open that first week of August.
Yes, we still follow, you know, Hawaii Department of Health and Hawaii DOE. We use their guidelines for the safety aspect of opening school. The instructional programming is definitely, at least for charter schools, they get to design their delivery. So I think unlike the DOE schools where they have to choose a certain model, we're offering all three. The other difference that we are doing at Kualapu is our goal is to have the children come every day. So even if you're on the hybrid or on the what is called the blended model, we'll have two shifts. We'll have a morning group, maybe till about 11, and then they go home, hopefully take home lunch, and then we have an afternoon group come in and have their instruction from like 12 to 2:45. So at least in that model, we will see the children every day. So that's the plan.
How large is your campus? Because we've been talking to, you know, a number of private schools, and they maybe have the luxury of space. Not all our schools have the luxury of space, and, you know, you may have crowded classrooms.
We laid one of our classrooms out and put, you know, did the social, the distancing 6 feet, and I could fit about 15 desks and chairs with one student every 6 feet. So we could fit about 15. I will need to tell our teachers to remove a lot of the material, put them into closets, the physical space. And we're on 11 acres, so we hope to still have PE and have art classes and some of the other things that we offer, at least definitely for the full-day students.
So you're able to do the 6 feet versus the 3 feet?
Yes.
And what about the masks? What's the guidance on masks?
We'll be following what the department puts out with the masks. I know all the adults have to use the masks. We're going to definitely encourage the children to wear the masks. I mean, we're elementary, so I think we're learning about, you know, if a child cannot wear a mask for medical reasons, if a child just cannot keep it on, you know, is it a discipline issue? You know, we don't want to make it a discipline issue. We might have to just remind the children to keep it on. But I think realistically, I think that's going to be hard for everybody. I don't know if any adult can keep the mask on for 7 hours. So, but we're going to try. We're going to try and definitely encourage the safety practices, not only for the adults, but for the children. I think the children, they have the hardest time. I mean, I think the children like to be with each other. Even now with our summer school, we have a handful of students coming on campus. They like the close physical contact, if not with their adult, you know, with their teachers or their adult helpers. They like physical contact with their classmates. So I think that's the whole tragedy of this COVID thing, that we can no longer hug. Or it's like a second, it used to be first nature to hug, but now we, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know if I can hug you right now. I feel that's actually the saddest thing for me as an educator or as an adult. And these kids want to hug you. They come up to you. And it's like, do I just hug them or do I pause? That's the struggle we, you know, as teachers, as educators, when we come back, how do we manage that space and how do we give the safety message but say, hey, you know, we still want to be here and we want to be with you and we want to be close to you. That's going to be a real interesting navigation, not only for the kids but for the adults. If we can work together but also forgive as we move forward, that, you know, we're going to make mistakes and we're going to have some missteps, but that the goal is always about safety. And the goal is always about giving the best to our children educationally, that as long as the intent is there and we can do that for each other, I think we'll be fine. And I think that's what we're definitely trying to do. The whole state education is trying to find the best model for the families and right, where they're feeling safe. And that would be the first thing.
That was Lydia Trinidad, principal of Kualapu'u School, a public conversion charter, talking about her ambitious plan to offer the school community choice this fall.